Hollywood celebrities erupt after Democrats cave to end the Schumer shutdown, compromising with fascists as compliance. By Warner Todd Houston on November 10, 2025. Hollywood leftists are losing their minds with the news that Democrats in the U.S. Senate are finally ending their government shutdown by joining Republicans to vote to open the government. As the Democrats send their intransigence and are signaling a yay for the latest short-term spending bill, the extreme left-wingers of Hollywood are very unhappy that poor Americans will see their benefits returned to them. Hollywood creators and actors have streamed to their social media accounts to blast the Democrats, especially Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer, for giving in and voting to reopen the government. The critics included Rob Delaney, John Cryer, Bradley Whitford, Michael Ian Black, Whoopi Goldberg, and more. Hey@schumer.senate.gov. Raised fist emoji, raised fist emoji, raised fist emoji. Image or embed. Rob Delaney, at robdelaney.bisky.social. November 10, 2025 at 3:12 a.m. You suck at this. John Cryer, at mrjohncryer.bisky.social. November 9, 2025 at 8:42 p.m. And unlike the rancid, anti-democratic Senate, every House member is up for re-election next year. An approach I'd consider is focusing attention on your rep. If you have a cave senator, trademark emoji, PA, eel, me, envy, NH, VA, and instruct them to, figuratively, torture your cave senator, if said rep wants your vote. Image or embed. Rob Delaney, at robdelaney.bisky.social. November 10, 2025 at 7:32 a.m. Hey@SenSchumer and at Rep. Jeffries, compromising with fascists right now is compliance. Read the room. Protect your constituents. Bradley Whitford, at Bradley Whitford, November 9, 2025. What you need to understand, honey, is that the Democrats know what they're doing. Every move is shrewd even if it seems terrible. They've been doing this for a long time, okay? They are just victims of bad luck. You've never had bad luck? Come on now. Paul F. Tompkins, at ftompkins.bisky.social. November 9, 2025 at 8:35 p.m. The eight Democrats who chose to break ranks are all centrists who appear to have recently graduated from the Susan Collins School of Fecklessness, whose curriculum consists of exactly one lesson: there is no fight worth having. michaelianblack.substack.com/p/you better. Image or embed. Michael Ian Black, at michaelianblack.bisky.social. November 10, 2025 at 10:08 a.m. pic.twitter.com/8mayan. Don Winslow, at Don Winslow, November 10, 2025. Whoopi Goldberg on The View, last night, eight Senate Democrats threw in the towel by siding with the GOP to advance a vote that could lead to the government reopening. pic.twitter.com/offijackin. The Blaze, at The Blaze, November 10, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x @WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.